Joe Biden turns 82, is oldest sitting U.S. president in history. By Hannah Knudsen on November 20, 2024. President Joe Biden on Wednesday extended his record of being the oldest sitting U.S. president in history. Born in 1942, Biden turned 82 on Wednesday, November 20. While he already held the record as the oldest sitting president, this ups his record. Former President Ronald Reagan left office at the age of 77, Dwight D. Eisenhower left office at 70, and Andrew Jackson departed office at 69. President-elect Donald Trump ended his first term at the age of 74 and will be 82 at the end of his second non-consecutive term after his historic comeback victory. Biden's age has been the subject of scrutiny throughout his term, largely due to concerns over both his physical and mental stamina. Despite denials from those around him, including Vice President Kamala Harris, who maintained that Biden was fit to serve, Democrat officials were so disturbed by his debate performance against Trump that they effectively ousted him as a candidate, circumventing the will of millions of Democrats who supported him in the primary. Interestingly, during an interview with Fox News's Brett Baier, Harris avoided answering whether she had concerns about Biden's fitness over the past nearly 4 years. "You told many interviewers that Joe Biden was on his game. That he ran around, sick, circles on his staff," Baier said during the pre-election interview. "When did you first notice that President Biden's mental faculties appeared diminished?" She refused to directly answer the question. "Joe Biden, I have watched from the Oval Office to the Situation Room," Harris replied. "And he has the judgment and experience to do exactly what he has done in making very important decisions on behalf of the American people." Baier pressed Harris, asking if there were no concerns. Once again, Harris did not answer the question, instead pointing out that Biden was no longer on the ballot. "Donald Trump is on the ballot," Harris said. "I understand," Baier continued. "You met with him at least once a week for 3.5 years. You didn't have any concerns?" Harris instead asserted that the American people have a concern about Donald Trump. That, of course, does not appear to be as true as she hoped, as Trump ended with 312 electoral votes, swept all 7 swing states and won the national popular vote, the latter of which is typically a main talking point of upset leftists after an electoral college victory for a Republican who did not win the popular vote. As for Biden, he snapped at a reporter for bringing up concerns about his mental fitness and age earlier this year. "Mr. President, for months when you were asked about your age, you would respond with the words, 'Watch me,'" a reporter said to Biden in February. "Many American people have been watching, and they have expressed concerns about your age," she continued. "That is your judgment. That is your judgment," Biden responded. "That is not the judgment of the press. They express concerns about your mental acuity. They say that you are too old. Mr. President, in December you told me, 'There are many other Democrats who could defeat Donald Trump, so why does it have to be you now?'" she continued, to which Biden responded angrily. "Because I'm the most qualified person in this country to be President of the United States and finish the job I started," Biden replied.